In Kansas, doctors must now choose between a patient's right to privacy and a state requirement to report suspected cases of child sexual abuse. A new state attorney general's opinion says abortion providers could face prosecution and possible loss of their medical license if they fail to report underage patients for investigation of possible rape or sexual abuse. Kansas Public Radio's Peter Hancock has this story.
Like many states, Kansas law requires doctors and other professionals to report all suspected cases of child abuse or neglect to state child welfare officials. Now, the state's Attorney General, Phil Klein, is taking that a step further. Klein says pregnancy of a girl under age 16 is sufficient evidence by itself that sexual abuse has occurred, and therefore abortion providers must report all underage patients who are pregnant.
The rape of a child hurts the child. Therefore, there needs to be reporting. That does not mean that action will necessarily be taken, but it is reporting to appropriate trained professionals who are trained to become involved in a situation, know the truth, and then take action to protect that child.
The new legal opinion reverses an earlier policy which held that abortion providers did not automatically have to report their underage patients. But Klein, a Republican elected last year after promising a stricter interpretation of the state's abortion laws, cites a statute that defines any sexual relations with a child under 16 as a criminal act and therefore falls under the mandatory reporting law. Abortion rights advocates say the new policy won't protect children. Vicky Saporta of the Washington-based National Abortion Federation says the more likely result will be to discourage young teenagers from seeking health care.
Studies show that mandatory reporting of all consensual teenage sexual activity would not stop teens from having sex. Instead, what it would do is stop many from obtaining health care. And that could lead to increases in the rates of teenage pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases.
While Klein's opinion speaks mainly about abortion clinics, the impact could be much broader, and that has other healthcare providers worried. In the opinion, Klein notes the same obligation falls on an obstetrician providing prenatal care to minors under 16. The same goes for an underage girl who asks her doctor for advice about birth control and discloses that she has been sexually active. And according to Klein, a 15-year-old boy who seeks treatment for venereal disease would be presumed to have had unlawful sex, and he too would have to be reported. Jerry Slaughter, head of the Kansas Medical Society, says that's a serious threat to the privacy of doctor-patient communication.
You know, one of the things you want to do is have a body of laws that protect minors in this case and protect the public, but also encourage them to get care when they need it. You want to make sure that you don't create obstacles so that young people that need care, need medical attention, are afraid to get it.
Anti-abortion activists say they're not concerned about any chilling effect the new opinion could have. Mary Kay Culp is director of Kansans for Life, the state's largest anti-abortion lobby group.
Well, that's just maybe the price we have to pay to make sure that a 23-year-old fellow isn't bringing a 13-year-old girl in there to have an abortion.
Abortion providers in Kansas believe Klein's interpretation of the law is wrong. Peter Brownlee, president of the Planned Parenthood chapter in suburban Kansas City, believes doctors have discretion in deciding which cases to report, and he says Planned Parenthood will not change its current practice.
The law requires that the provider, the physician, make a case-by-case determination.
Attorney General Klein, however, says any discretion lies with child welfare officials who investigate abuse and with prosecutors who decide whether charges should be filed. He says only the legislature can change that policy, and he expects there will be attempts to do just that when state lawmakers convene in January. For NPR News, this is Peter Hancock in Topeka, Kansas.